In the lead up to the federal election, the government will be banging its drum on the trade deals it's done and on job creation, as Senator Birmingham just did. Australia's national jobless rate is sitting at 5%. The Reserve Bank thinks it might drop even further in coming months. But dig into the numbers and you'll see there is a problem with youth unemployment. That rate's stagnating at levels not seen this century. It's as high as 25% in parts of regional Australia. The Brotherhood of St Lawrence has analysed the numbers, identifying the 20 worst hotspots where young Australians are struggling to find work. Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been looking at the report and he joins me now. Pete, where are those hotspots and what does this problem say about the real economy?
Well, Sabra, we're in the 28th year of continuous economic growth, which means many people working now and those looking for their first job have never experienced a recession. But that doesn't mean young people, those aged between 15 and 24, aren't doing it tough at the moment, given the national youth unemployment rate of 11.2%. According to numbers crunched by the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, the worst area for youth unemployment is 25.7% in outback far north Queensland. That's Cape York, Weipa, Mount Isa and Longreach. That's followed by 23.3% in the Coffs Harbour, Grafton region on the New South Wales north coast. Connie Lenneberg, Brotherhood of St Lawrence Executive Director, says a quarter of a million young Australians face an uphill battle in getting a job.
It's devastating for young people who come out of school, who are excited about moving into adulthood, of finding a way to be independent, and they face incredible barriers. We know that the nature of work is changing. We've got a lot of change in technology with climate change, with demographic change. And increasingly, where you live in Australia defines the opportunities that you will have. And we really need a different kind of approach to make sure that these young people are not missing out on this prosperity dividend.
The official youth unemployment rate is 11.2%, but when you break it down, it's just under 26% in outback Queensland. Surely that figure will shock a few people.
I hope it does. And we do know that there are solutions that can be implemented. We've got experience in the kind of employment services that can really be tailored to young people's needs. And we really need to look at rebalancing resources and investment into those areas that are currently missing out. If we're not going to end up with parts of Australia being on a quite different trajectory from the mainstream.
The government will no doubt be touting extensive jobs growth over the last couple of years that's keeping that official national unemployment rate down at 5%, but it's a vastly different story when you leave metropolitan Australia.
It is, and you know, it's a great achievement to be bringing down the unemployment rate to these kind of levels, but we do need to bring into view that there are groups of people who are systematically missing out on the prosperity, the 28 years of prosperity that we've seen recently.
We keep hearing the stereotype of young people being more concerned about the cost of smashed avocados and being bitter about the wealth of baby boomers. That might be true in some areas, but with youth unemployment so high, it must be frustrating for people who are living from day to day.
It is, you know, and these stereotypes are really very unfair to young people who are trying very hard to get a job. As a nation, it's really incumbent upon us to make sure that they don't keep hitting that brick wall of no, but they're not optimistic if they keep month after month and sometimes year after year finding no way into sustainable employment.
That's Brotherhood of St Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenneberg speaking there with Peter Ryan.